Gethsemane. Very, very amazing opportunity to be able to get quiet, and went and found an old olive tree. Very old. Some of those olive trees are pretty old. And was able to just sit there and just a little bit in front of it. I tried to get near the back, and so I had the whole garden to be able to see to myself. And it's just a very touching time to be able to remember when Jesus went there completely as a man, bowing before his Father. You know, the prayer. Father, if it be possible that this cup would pass from me. And yet, then he summed up those words with, nevertheless, not my will, but thine. You can't beat a better devotional spot. Right there, and just being able to pray and to be able to give things to the Lord and talk with the Lord in prayer and just look around and know that there's no doubt that Jesus Christ was right there and you know, asking the Father for mercy and yet surrendering everything to the Lord. And I remember that day was very monumental for me because there was just some surrendering that I needed to do that day. Saying, Lord, I surrender, you know, whatever you want. And nevertheless, not my will, but thy Lord be done. And so, the neat thing is we can do that anywhere. We don't have to be in a special spot. But a special spot definitely helps. And it was a blessing that day. And so, I can't help but think of that place. It's a very special place. And I hope that some of you, if you get to go, will get that opportunity as well. That is one of the neat things about this Israel trip is I kind of get to pick and choose where we go and what we do. And that will certainly be one that I'm going to put in and say, if we can, you got to realize some of those things are on time frames and there's lots of groups and people that want to get into some of the places. And so we praise the Lord we got in. We're going to be praying for that opportunity again if you're able to go. And you can certainly be looking forward to that. But everybody doesn't get to go, and everybody is here. And so we try to do certain things that best put us back into the story to be able to remember, just like some of the songs that we sang tonight help us to remember. And that's a tremendous thing to do. We've got to remember, folks. We've got to. We can't put the story of Jesus out of our minds. We know it so well. Probably many of you could take the scriptures, and it might end up being a conglomeration of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, but you can tell the story probably of what happened and maybe even the order of some of those events. But going to the scriptures is a tremendous thing to do. And so once again tonight, honestly, I kind of forgot about it. I have in my calendar on my computer when 3 times a year we do a scripture reading, and I was all caught up in the next section of 1 Corinthians, and anyway, I kind of forgotten and realized, wait a second, we have that reading, and I don't know if you like, I certainly don't want it to get old for you, but I don't think that story ever ought to get old, and so we're going to take an opportunity. Tonight, we're going to go to Matthew, okay? So Matthew, Luke is the longest one with 180 verses. I think Matthew has maybe 160 some verses, so I think it's the second longest one, but we're going to go to Matthew, and we've got 3 chapters tonight before we partake of the Lord's table. And so Matthew chapter 26, we'll do Matthew 26, 27, and 28. And my encouragement to you is don't allow yourself to daydream. Don't allow yourself to get off on what you're going to be doing this week or what you did last week. My encouragement to you is to just immerse yourself into the story as best you can see fit. I have tried to prepare you by giving you pictures and maps and geography and events, and I'm going to continue to do that. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, as I'm a pastor, that will be a lifelong goal, was to get you to be able to picture as many possible things as you can as you read the scriptures. And I think that it's a benefit and a help to you when the more you can picture, the more it will mean to you. I believe that with all of my heart. And so, although you don't have a picture in front of you, you do still have words, let your mind, I'm not saying embellish, go with the passage, but try your best with what little you have. Try your best to put yourself in the story of maybe what it would have looked like. And it's one of the benefits that I have is because I do have in my mind what it looks like. And so Matthew chapter 26, we'll read these three chapters before we go into the Lord's table. And it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace and of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. But they said, not in the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head and as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. But when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master saith, my time is at hand, I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. The disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, brake it, gave it to the disciples, and said, take, eat. This is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. And Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, thou, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, the same is he. Hold him fast. Forthwith he came to Jesus and said, hail, Master, and kissed him. Jesus said unto him, friend, wherefore art thou come? Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, put up again thy sword into his place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, are ye come out as against a thief with the swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. The high priest arose and said unto him, answerest thou nothing? What is it with these witness against thee? But Jesus held his peace.
And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus saith unto him, Thou hast said, Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? They answered and said, He is guilty of death. Then did they spit on his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee? Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. When he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely, thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, What is this? To us, see thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. The chief priests took the silver pieces and said, It is not lawful for us for to put them into the treasury because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. When he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, inasmuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down in the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. The governor said, Why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. When they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will save him, for he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elias. Straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let him be. Let us see whether Elias will come down to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. The graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God. Many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him. Among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James, Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. When the even was come, there was a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, laid it in his own new tomb,
which he had hewn out in the rock. He rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. There was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulcher. Now the next day that followed, the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, 'He is risen from the dead.' So the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "Ye have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as ye can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. For fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The angel answered and said unto the woman, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." They departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, "Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, "Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while he slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you." So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Those last verses were given to the disciples there in the end. And it's also given to us. Folks, he is risen. He is risen from the dead. He paid the penalty on the cross for you and for me. But he didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead. And the instructions are to go to the world. Tell the world. Tell the world about what Jesus Christ has done. One of the things about the Lord's table is that this is an opportunity to show the Lord's death till he comes. To show what he's done, and to show that even that resurrection of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And so tonight, you know, it's meant to be that among many witnesses we get to do this. But we're here tonight and we're going to partake of this. As we do, I want to encourage you. You know, we've done our best we can do by simply taking the scriptures. We didn't look at pictures, we didn't go visit, don't have anything else, but the scriptures taught us tonight. Reminded us tonight what happened. As you've done your best to remember all those events, let's continue to not only remember now the events, but the amazing magnitude of what was accomplished when Jesus Christ went to the cross and paid your penalty so that you could go to heaven for eternity and not have to spend eternity in the lake of fire called hell. What a blessed thing that Jesus has done. Simply and surely the greatest story ever, ever, ever told. God, thank you. God, thank you. Thank you for the story that we just read. Thank you for your willingness. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your substitution. Thank you for your holiness. Thank you for your yielding up the ghost. Thank you for completing our work, completing the work required for salvation. Thank you for rising again. Thank you for testifying. Thank you for the commission. Thank you for others that have told us. God, would you give us opportunity and boldness to tell others also so that they may hear and hear the story of grace. Lord, now as we partake of the Lord's table, I pray that we would truly appreciate and remember all that you have